This winter will probably be warmer than the last. But don't blame global warming. Blame the National Weather Service. Scientists there have changed the formula used to calculate the wind chill temperature. NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum joins me now to discuss this sleight of hand. Now, David, we all know the wind chill temperature because the DJs are always telling us about it. They'll say it's 30 degrees outside, but with the wind howling at blah, 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 it feels like 10 below. What does this mean?
I always thought it was they made people go out and shovel and then they turned the fans on and said, how much colder does it feel? It turns out it's slightly more scientific than that. The reason it feels colder when the wind is blowing is because your body loses heat faster. So if you imagine you're out shoveling and your face is generating some warmth and then the wind comes along and blows that little nice little padding away and brings in more cold air, you're going to cool off faster. So the problem is that the current wind chill index is based on a research paper that was published back in 1945. And there are these two explorers who went down to Antarctica and they hung a bucket of water and they wrote down the wind speed and the temperature and how quickly the bucket cooled. But, you know, we're not buckets of water. So now with the magic of computers and something called heat transfer theory, they've come up with a new formula. And they tested it. They put people in a refrigerated wind tunnel and they had them walk on a treadmill and they cranked down the thermostat and they turned up the wind and they had little sensors attached to their face and actually a rectal thermometer also. And they used that to tune the formula. and so they think they finally have it right now. The bottom line is that when you hear on the radio that it's going to be, when you used to hear that it was going to be 10 degrees below zero wind chill, that was probably not quite right. The correct wind chill value was probably a little warmer. So it used to be a pessimistic, stay inside, buy a new coat kind of index, and now it's a happier, gentler index.
Yeah, but what's the point, really? I mean, so let's say we know what the wind chill temperature is. I mean, what's that telling us?
I think it's mostly just a way to measure our misery in the winter, the same way the heat index is in the summer. But there is a serious side to this, which is that you can get frostbite, you can get hypothermia, depending on how quickly your body will cool off when you're outside. So this maybe gives them a better measure of how long you can stay outside without being in danger.
Okay, on a slightly different topic, we also took the temperature of Mars this week.
That's right. Last week, the Mars Odyssey spacecraft arrived at Mars. It was successfully put into orbit, and now it's taken its first picture. And it uses this thermal camera, which looks at the infrared. It's and uses that to take the temperature of the thing it's looking at. It's like those cameras the police used to use to see if you had a grow light and were growing marijuana in your house before the Supreme Court decided that was illegal without a warrant. They know this is a very powerful camera, and when Odyssey was on its way to Mars, they turned it around and they looked back at Earth. It was 2 million miles away, and they were able to tell the temperature at the South Pole and the temperature of Australia. So now it's at Mars, and it's looking down on the South Pole of Mars, and they've made a picture, and they've turned it into something you can see. And right around the pole is this beautiful little swirly pattern, which is the frozen CO2, which forms the polar cap. And they can tell that it's 184 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. That's not wind chill.
I was just going to say, what about the wind chill?
They've sort of done this before. They're just checking out that the camera works. And they're going to, but they hope to use it in the future to look for hot springs. There's this idea that maybe there's frozen water, vast reserves of frozen water underneath the surface, and maybe it gets heated up. And looking at the night side of Mars, you may be able to see these little hot spots if that's what's going on.
Okay, NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Lisa.